Okay. All right, the first poet we're going to have tonight is, wow, it looks like Stephen. How do you say your last name? Stephen Ginetti. That sounds like it's Italian, Stephen.
Okay. Thank you, everyone. All right, so this poem's called Concord's Condors. Sitting on a Chinese sofa, delicate sandalwood receives no one to her palace. Loafers roll languidly toward perceiving her presence among television languors. Sedating all her kingsmanship, sung tiny multitudes of enclaves baiting, tiny knives dotting trembles in her arms asleep, golden nightcap, cypress sip cup, screen doors resemble towering guards against black gnats. In a night so much trusted to keep away, serendipity sways away, another knapsack. Perceived feet are unperceived, a king's way. Chippendales sing to the morrow, the robin has its day. Fawns fawning in a fawn's play, in the most typical way. Sorrow, candles are never to burn out, never to be lighted. Caricatures, mothers drawn of scarecrow orchards, PTA newspaper worthy about which a thousand other mothers will read as 10 million ways to combust and not rust away. My daughter's fool sent away my brothers. Thank you.
Rose LaSalle.
Yeah? Okay. That's about my level. Okay. A poem for my friend. It were the waves that first came from far under, up to meet their shore. Dawn was there, slowly opening, small shadows on strange ground, uncharted as life should be. Discovery in bloom, like the buds of spring that begin to breathe and transition. One Indian, behind a field of pilgrims, watching, moving her hand in imitation. Carefully enough, steps away just enough to not make her the same. Then why is she following, aware of some change? Her mind, her frontier, preparing to settle into a new world, familiar fades in a turn of night. His pilgrim hand, a palm, his curious pair of shoes, he beckons, walk with me. Her eyes as open as they could be, not wanting to stumble over one word. Going on, he shows her the language that's off sleeping. All she needs to do is call out across her dreams. Wait, the echo will come. Pilgrim, my dearest pilgrim, who found me and all the farther I can go now, the wilderness, my sheet of paper.
Jonathan Conley.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I've never done this before. All right. This is called Me Too. You've got us bamboozled. You want to canoodle with our future, but it shows up with our past. Now you want nothing to do with either. Either you're going to shutter the shop, or you'll say we can't be here anymore without paying. Then you'll see we're paying more than everyone, and you'll say we aren't paying enough. Well, tough, I've got a family like you've got a family. I've got mouths to feed like you've got mouths to feed. Only my mouths to feed still smile when they didn't get absolutely everything on their wish list. You wish this wasn't as serious as it is. Well, me too. You can say this is about us, but you'll forget it's about me too. If I'm taken hostage, tell my wife I love her because they're going to shoot me too. You can't trade cups of remorse for pints of trust, but that's the market that you run. That's the market, that's your gun. When my arm promises something, my hand actually follows through. I've seen the people who you let thrive. I guess we all do what we need to do to survive. Yeah, yeah, me too.
How would I best say this? Just say it, I guess. Ann is, she's been coming around. Ann wrote for the Pittsburgh Catholic, I believe. She's written some wonderful stuff, and she's heard one of my readings about, as my profession, about whores. Okay, and it's hard to describe. I mean, you can't. You have to be out there. I was with my partner, actually, tonight, and we were talking about this one whore. And it's a tool in police work. Some of my best friends were whores, you know, because they would protect us and would protect them. It's hard to describe. And, you know, we'd always find them in the cool night. We'd put them in the back of the D car. It's a detective car. Get warm. Come on, get out here. And they'd give us information that we needed. They're great. You know, there's a communion there. I can't even, you have to, it's the street. So Anne wrote a poem about me, and she says, and she's apologizing about a whore poem that I wrote, so I'm going to read, she's going to read her whore poem, and then I'm going to read my whore poem. And she started this, okay? Come on, Ann.
And I'm not even supposed to read tonight. Yeah. I really thought he'd just punch me. Undercover and not. He paints an ugly picture of his life. Undercover and not. Dealt with the dregs. But when he writes about wrestling with the three masseuses cum prostitutes, it becomes clear if you dig in dirt, you get dirty.